This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page, and inshallah ta'ala today we're on page 156 of the Quran, which is in the 8th juz of the Quran, Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous episode, we mentioned those verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the punishment of the people of the fire, and how those people will be thrown into the fire. They will be driven into it in crowds, as nations, as groups, and as they enter into it, they will curse one another, and they will be gathered therein. All of them, in their multitudes, in their millions, if not billions, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will decree will enter into the fire from the humans and the jinn. And therein they will begin to curse one another and to blame one another. And the people who were the followers will say to their leaders, or the last of them will say to the first of them, that it was because of you that we were misguided. And they will make or ask in that fire that Allah Azza wa Jalla double the punishment of those people, that Allah multiply the punishment of those people. And Allah will say that all of your punishment is multiplied. All of you will have the greatest of punishment or the severest of punishment in the fire. And those people who came before, or the first of them, or the leaders amongst them, will say to those who followed that you have no favor over us. You were no better than us. Just as we disbelieved and rejected, you also disbelieved and rejected. Just as we turned away from Allah's message, you also did. You have no favor over us. There is no honorable thing that you did that we did not do. And so we are all the same in this regard. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned how those people will never enter into Jannah, that it is impossible in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla that they will enter into Jannah, just as it is impossible in this world that you can take a camel and place it into or drive it into the eye of a needle. It is extremely, it is impossible, and therefore likewise it will be impossible for those people that they will ever enter into Jannah. Rather, their abode will be the fire, and they will be covered by it. Above them and below them and surrounding them, all they will see is the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke about the people of Iman and righteousness, and how they, because of their Iman and their righteousness, they will have Jannah, and that's where they will remain, that will be their abode, and how Allah Azza wa Jalla will extract from their hearts evil feelings that they had towards one another, because that is human nature, that even with another Muslim and another believer and another person of righteousness, sometimes that's human nature, that you may have a disagreement with them, that you may have had some type of rancor or ill feelings amongst yourselves, but Allah Azza wa Jalla extracts it from the people of Jannah, because in Jannah there is no such thing as anything which is evil or harmful. And the people of Jannah, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, will praise Him, and because they will recognize and acknowledge the great blessing of guidance, of hidayah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla placed upon them and gave to them in this world, and as a result of which they were saved, whilst many of their fellow humans and jinn were placed into the fire. In the verses that we will continue with today, verses 44 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about a discussion that takes place between the inhabitants of Jannah and the inhabitants of the fire, the people of paradise and the people of the fire. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين.
The people of the garden will cry out to the people of the fire, we have found what our Lord promised us to be true. Have you found what your Lord promised you to be true? And they will answer, yes. A voice will proclaim from their midst, Allah's curse hangs over the disbelievers or the evildoers. Here Allah Azza wa Jal mentions to us a conversation that will take place between the people of Jannah and the people of the fire. And this seems to be that Allah Azza wa Jal knows best before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally decrees that the people of the fire cannot call out to anyone. They can't call out to the angels or the people of the Jannah or to Allah Azza wa Jal himself. But before that stage takes place, as a further means of humiliation, as a further way of degrading these people of Jannah, of the fire, Allah Azza wa Jalla gives them the ability to talk and to converse, so that they will know. And these are different layers of punishment upon them. Because even though they're in the fire, there is still some semblance of hope. They hope that the angels may do something. They hope that their friends and the people that they knew who are now in Jannah may do something. They hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And bit by bit, or stage by stage, point by point, Allah Azza wa Jalla cuts off all of this hope. And that is a greater form of punishment. Because if a person is in a place but they have a semblance of hope that there's an escape, that there's an exit, that there's a way out, that hope sometimes gives them a great deal of strength and a great deal of confidence. But Allah Azza wa Jalla removes that from the people of the fire in different ways. From them is this here, this conversation where the people of Jannah will call out to the people of the fire and they will say, "An qad wajadna ma wa'adana rabbuna haqqa." We found the promise of our Lord that Allah gave to us to be true. What is the promise that Allah gave to them that was true? That if they have Iman, the people of Jannah, they do righteous deeds, they uphold the halal and the haram, that Allah will save them from the fire. And that Allah will give to them the eternal blessings of Jannah with all of its good and all of its many blessings. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا. So the people of Jannah will now call out to the people of the fire that what we found is true. But did you find also what Allah promised you to be true? That if you disbelieved, that you rejected, that you're people of sin and evil, that Allah will punish you in the fire? Just as the Prophet ﷺ said to those enemies of Islam on the day of Badr, who were killed on that day, as he threw them as they were buried and they were thrown into the wilds of Badr, the Prophet ﷺ said to them, "Do you find now what Allah promised you to be true? The promise that you were given, do you find it to be true?" Meaning that you now know the reality, because they're in their graves and the angels of punishment have come upon them and they know now the reality of that situation. Do you find Allah's promise to be true? In some narrations, it is said that Umar radiallahu anhu said, "O Messenger of Allah, how can you speak to corpses? These are people that are dead, they're corpses. How can you speak to them?" And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what I say to you, O Umar, is not more clear than what they can hear from me. Meaning that they can hear me just as clearly as you can, O Umar radiallahu anhu. But the point is here that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them the same thing that here the people of Jannah are saying to the people of the fire. "We tried to guide you, we tried to advise you, we tried to help you, and we told you this is what Allah is promising. This is the law of Allah Azza wa Jal that cannot be changed or altered in any way, cannot be manipulated or transferred in any way, and you rejected and denied it. And now that the decision or the judgment of Allah has come to pass, have you found what Allah promised you to be true?" قَالُوا نَعَمْ. They will say yes, because they will have to acknowledge on that day the doubts that they had have been removed. All that remains now is certainty that Allah's promise is true, that what Allah Azza wa Jalla told us was true, that what we found in the Quran was true, that what the Prophet brought sallallahu alayhi wasallam was true. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ أَلَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. So Allah's voice will call out on that day in their midst that Allah's la'na, His curse and rejection, hangs upon those who did evil. And so those are the people, therefore, that will enter into the fire and remain therein for eternity. In verse number 45, Allah Azza wa Jalla describes these people and He says, الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبَغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ. Those who turned others away from Allah's path and tried to make it crooked. Those who deny the hereafter. These are some of their major traits, that they turned away from Allah Azza wa Jal. They blocked others and obstructed others from coming to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They tried to make the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal and His religion crooked, and they deny the hereafter. And some people had all of this, and some people had some of this. Some people had a religion that came from Allah, but it wasn't His true religion because they made it crooked. They manipulated and altered it. Others from amongst them denied the hereafter. Others from amongst them obstructed the people from coming close to the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And some from amongst them did all of this. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about these people, that these are some of the traits that they have, and as a result of which they will be in the fire for all of eternity. Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks in these next coming verses about the concept after which the surah is named, and that is the A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 46, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ. A barrier divides the two groups with men on its heights recognizing each group by their marks. They will call out to the people of the garden, peace be with you. They will not have entered, but they will be hoping. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that between these people, so Allah Azza just mentioned the conversation between the people of Jannah and the people of the fire. He says, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ, between the two of these people, Jannah and the fire, the people of Jannah and the people of the fire, there is a hijab, a construction, a barrier of sorts, and this barrier is called the Araf. وَعَلَى الْعَرَافِ رِجَالٌ, and upon this there will be men that will be standing and waiting, people, men and women, that will be waiting upon this barrier. This barrier is the dividing barrier between the fire and between paradise. They will be standing upon it, by which, because, and that is why you often find in some translations that the word Araf is translated as meaning the heights. So it is something which is extremely high, this barrier, by which the people who stand upon it can look upon both people, both groups, the people, the inhabitants of Jannah and the inhabitants of the fire. يَعْرِفُونَ وَعَلَى الْعَرَافِ رِجَانُ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that on these heights or these Araf, there are people who can recognize each group by their markings, meaning when they see the people of Jannah, they can recognize the people of Jannah, because the people of Jannah will look a certain way. They will be illuminated a certain way. Allah Azza wa Jal will honor and bless them in a certain way that will be recognizable to everyone. And likewise, the people of the fire will be darkened and humiliated and downcast in a certain way that also makes them recognizable. So these people can see the true people and they can recognize who they are. فَإِذَا نَظَرُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, so when these people look towards the people of Jannah, وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ and سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, they will call out to the people of the garden and they will say سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. They will give them the salams, the greeting of peace, the greeting of protection, because the word salam, as we mentioned before, means that may Allah give to you and grant to you peace and safety from every harm and evil. It's the salam that we, the greeting of the people of the world, the Muslims, one to another, and it is the greeting of the people of Jannah. And so when they look to the people of Jannah, they will give to them that greeting. لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا, these people that are waiting, that are upon this place, the Araf, they have not yet entered into Jannah. They look and they see and they give those greetings, but they haven't entered. وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ, but they hope that they will be from amongst those people. Because if you saw those two groups of people on Yawm al-Qiyamah, which person in their right mind wouldn't hope to be that Allah Azza wa Jalla will help them to be from those people of Jannah? But then they will look to the other group, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in verse 47. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when their glance falls upon the people of the fire, they will say, our Lord, do not let us join the evildoers. So when they look the other way, and now they see the people of the fire, with all that they will have, the people of the fire, of disgrace and punishment and evil and hardship, and all of the things that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned to us and has described to us of the punishments of the fire, and they will see those terrifying images before them, they will turn to Allah in dua. And they will say, oh Allah, don't make us from amongst those people. Don't make us from amongst those people. So they will hope to be from the people of Jannah. They will see and hope to be from amongst them, and they will not hope to be from the people of the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues in verse 48, and he says, still continuing with these people of the Araf, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْعَرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And the people of the heights, the Araf, will call out to certain men that they recognized by their marks, and they will say, what use were your great numbers and your false pride? Allah Azza wa Jalla says that as they look towards these people of the fire, they recognize these people and they see them and they ask Allah for protection for not being gathered alongside them and with them and to be from amongst them. These people of Araf, or some of them, will call out to some of those people of the fire that they recognize by their markings. And that is why the Sharia talks about the markings of the people of Jannah. The people of Jannah are known by their attributes, their physical attributes, as the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he was asked, how will you recognize your ummah on the day of judgment? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my ummah will be ghurran muhajjaleena min athari al-wudu'. They will have lights or illumination on their limbs, their forearms, their feet, because of the wudu that they made. All these parts and limbs that you wash multiple times a day in wudu, as you wash them, they are illuminated on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I will recognize my people as a result of that. فَمَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُطِيلَ غُرَّتَهُ فَلْيَفْعَلْ, he said. So whoever can increase that illumination, then let him do so. According to many of the scholars of Islam, the meaning of that is, the hadith, that the more wudu that you can do, the better. So that's why it was the common practice of the Salaf, that they would make fresh wudu, even if they didn't need to make wudu, but to refresh your wudu, to make fresh wudu, to do wudu as often as you can. It is something by which you increase that illumination. For the people who go into the fire, one of the ways that they will be extracted from it is, as the Prophet told us sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the fire will consume all of the Muslim except for the prostration mark upon their forehead. You can't consume that. And so when the people go to try to recognize who are the believers left in the fire, who are the people of Iman, that's how they will recognize them. And this brings me to a very important point here. If a person doesn't make wudu and they don't pray, because if you're not praying, you're not making wudu. Why are you going to make wudu if you don't pray? And if you're not praying, then how will you be recognized on Yawm al-Qiyamah? And this is the reason why a number of the scholars of Islam were of the position that the person who doesn't pray is outside of the fold of Islam, leaves the fold of Islam. Because, and you know, whether you agree with this position and you think it is the strongest or the weakest, it is no doubt that there are numerous narrations in the Quran and the Sunnah that at least allude to something like this, that threaten something like this. And even that threat is enough for the believer to think and to stop in their tracks and to turn back to Allah Azza wa Jalla and make tawbah. How will you be recognized if you rarely made wudu in your life? You rarely prayed in your life? It's something which you did once a year. What prostration mark will be on your forehead when you only pray once a year or twice a year or a handful of times a year? You can tell the people who have prayed their entire lifetime because you can see the roughness of the ground that they prayed upon upon their forehead. You can see that they're people of wudu because they're constantly washing. When in fact most of them, the people of Salah, often it is known that even if it's not a time of prayer, but they just go to relieve themselves, akramakumullah, they come out in the street of wudu, because as the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wasallam, only the believers constantly remain in wudu. Before they sleep, they're in wudu. When they wake up, they're in wudu. Throughout the day, they're in wudu. They like to be in that state of ritual purity and ritual purification. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that these people, Allah Azza wa Jalla, so the people of Jannah are recognized, but likewise the people of the fire will be recognized. So these people of the Araf will see people of the fire, that they will recognize them from their markings, that these are people of the fire. And they will say to them, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. That which you gathered of the dunya, of its wealth, and all the things that you amassed, and the pride and arrogance that you showed, what has it profited you on this day? What has it benefited you on this day? What is it that you claimed that you would have gained from this on this day, but it doesn't come to you in any type of benefit? In verse 49, Allah Azza wa Jalla continues that they will say, أَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقَسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةِ اُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ. And are these the people you swore that Allah would never bless? Now these people are told, enter the garden, no fear for you, nor shall you grieve. So they will say to the people of the fire, these people that are standing on the heights of the Araf, and they will say that what you gathered, what you did in the dunya, what you amassed of wealth and power and everything else, didn't benefit you. And these people, pointing to the people of Jannah, that were the poor, that were the weak, that used to make fun of, they used to ridicule, they used to mock, these people you claimed that Allah would never bless, that Allah would never show His mercy to, that Allah would never honor, because they don't have anything that is honorable. They don't have money like you do. They don't have, because again, their mindset was that money equals favor. Wealth, power, influence, this is what is to be coveted. These people don't have anything. They spend their life worshipping, praying, reading Quran. What do they have? What do they know in terms of this stuff? You said, you claimed, you took oaths that these people will never be shown the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is because of how distant or how far away they were from the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then it was said to those people that you can now enter into Jannah, you will have no fear upon you, nor shall you grieve. Meaning, the people of Jannah that you claimed would never go into Jannah, Allah has given them Jannah on this day. And other scholars of Tafsir said that this is now an address to the people of the Araf, because these are the people that are neither on either side, and they hope to be from the people of Jannah, they want to be saved from the people of the fire. Allah is now saying to them, you may enter into Jannah alongside those people. And that brings us on to this issue that the scholars of Tafsir differ over, and there are numerous positions concerning who are these people of the Araf, and why are they standing there on these heights in between these two places, because clearly these verses show that there are people in Jannah, the people of Jannah are in Jannah, the people of the fire are in the fire, and they can recognize both. Why are these people waiting, and what are they waiting for? And there are many different positions concerning this, but the strongest of them, and Allah knows best, or the one that was favored by many of the scholars of Tafsir, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best, is that the people of Araf, these people that are standing and waiting, are the people whose good deeds and evil deeds were equal. Meaning that there are people who have Iman, because that is the base foundation in order to be able to go into Jannah. But in terms of their good and evil, they are equal. Because we know from the people of Islam are those people that will enter into the fire for a period of time that Allah will determine in order to cleanse them from their sins and their evil deeds. These are people who are equal in terms of their scale of good deeds and evil deeds. And that shows to us that these people will be made to wait until the end, and that will cause them a level of terror. Will cause them a level of terror because they don't know which way they will go. They don't know if they will be from amongst those people who have to be cleansed or not. But Allah Azza wa Jal, for those people who are equal in that regard, it is a position, as we can see from this verse also, that Allah will give to them Jannah. Because even though they are equal, there is nothing to weigh the balance either way. It is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, because His mercy overcomes His anger, that in situations like this, Allah Azza wa Jal honors those people with Jannah. And He doesn't punish them for the sins that they have committed, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. In verse number 50, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues with the conversation between the people of Jannah and the fire, and He says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. The people of the fire will call to the people of paradise, give us some water or any of the sustenance that Allah has granted you. And they will reply, Allah has forbidden both to the disbelievers. Remember, as we said at the beginning of this episode, the people of the fire will have that semblance of hope. This is how now it will be cut off from them. They will have hope. So the people of the fire will call to the people of Jannah, because from the people of Jannah are people that they will recognize, relatives, friends, colleagues, neighbors, people that they knew. People in this world that they had dealings with, that they had a level of coming and going and sitting and so on with. And so because of that, they will call upon them, or even more generally, just for the need that they will face, that they will say, أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Give to us from the water that you have. Allah tells us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the people of the fire have water. Allah tells us in numerous places in the Quran that they will be given to drink, that they will be showered, that water will be poured on them. But it is a water that is boiling. It is pus. It is things that they cannot enjoy, that they cannot benefit from. So they will say to the people of Jannah, give to us from the water, meaning the cool water that you have of Jannah. أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Or from the provision and sustenance of Allah, meaning from the food of Jannah, and from the fruits of Jannah, from the things that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to you from Jannah. And they will reply, meaning the people of Jannah, they will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah has made it haram, prohibited. Both of these things, all types of sustenance and all types of provision and water for the people of kufr, for the people of the fire. And that is when the people of the fire will know that there is no hope. That these people who at least they had maybe some connection with, they are not able to. Whether they want to or not is irrespective. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it haram. That will be the command and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions why that is. Why these people will be prevented in verse number 51, which is the final verse that we will take today. الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. Those who took their religion for distraction, a mere game, and they were deluded by the worldly life. Today we shall ignore them just as they have ignored their meeting with this day and denied our revelations. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that this is the reason why they have been prohibited from everything. Why they will remain in the fire for eternity. is because they treated this life as a destruction and a gain. They thought that it was without purpose. They used to mock and make fun of those people who worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to deny Allah, deny His messengers and prophets, deny His revelations and His scriptures. And they would deny everything that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to them. And they would show ingratitude for the many blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon them. And the world and the dunya deluded them. They thought that it was all that there was to existence is this life. You live, you die, and there's nothing more. So they worked only for the dunya and they forgot the akhirah. And so because they forgot, because they were negligent and heedless of Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِمْ هَذَا. We will be ignorant of them, ignore them, just as they ignored the coming of this day, just as they pretended to forget Yawmul Qiyamah, or they forgot Yawmul Qiyamah, then on this day they too will be forgotten and ignored. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. And because they used to deny and ignore the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them on that day because of the evil that they committed in this world, not least of which was that they rejected Allah Azza wa Jal and turned away from Him, and they didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.